Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Ayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis at the Mishnah. Ve'im Asai Hu Chayev, Vishayichol, Tartim Basav Yishte Chatsi Log Yayin Ve'etalki. From when is he liable? It's after he eats a Tartima, which will be explained. A Tartima of meat, and drinks half an Etalki log of wine. A log is 4 viris, which is making it about half a liter. Mana basa v'log yayin. Rav Yossi says he must eat a mana, which is the weight of 100 dinarim, or 9,600 barley seeds, which is about half a kilo of meat, and drink a log of wine. Acha b'chaburas mitzvah, acha b'ibur achedesh, acha ma'as ha'sheni b'yushalayim. In the following cases, exempt, he ate with a group during a mitzvah, such as the meal, to signify the ibur achedesh, the new moon, when the 30th day is added to the month, or if he ate ma'as ha'sheni in Yerushalayim. Achan Nevelis the Trefus, Shkotzim and Masim. He ate Nevelis, Trefus, Shkotzim and Masim, which is insects and swarming creatures. Achan Doroshu Mitzvah, the Doroshu Aveira. He ate something that is a Mitzvah or an Aveira. Achan Kol Machal, Vele Achan Bosa, Shasa Kol Mashka, Vele Shasa Yain. In a Nasib and Seve Moira, Achijechal Bosa, Vishti Yain, Shinema, Zulil, the Seve. If he ate any food but didn't eat meat, or if he drank any drink but didn't drink wine, he doesn't become a Ben Seve Moira unless he eats meat and drinks wine, as it says, Zaylel v'seve. V'afa pisha ein ra'ay l'dava, zeich l'dava, alti v'ay yayin v'zoyle basalami. There's no proof from a pasuk, but there is a hint in the pasuk that says, don't be from those who guzzle wine amongst gluttonous eaters of meat for themselves, which is a pasuk in Mishlei Pe'chof Gimel, pasuk Chof. And the Gimel says, Am Rav Yossi tartima chatzi litrohu ein achayv ad sheichonu mehuvav. Rav Yossi says that Tartima is half a litre, he's liable only if he eats it partially roasted. Ochlu chai kelev hu ochle mirushal barnashu. If he ate it raw, this is like a dog, and he won't get addicted to this. If he ate it properly cooked, then it's like a normal person. To obligate only one who eats like thieves, who are hasty to eat before it cooks fully. Ochle hasukim mao gidim arakim mahein. The Gemara asks, if he ate cartilage, what's the law? If he ate the soft sinews, in a young animal that are hard than a mature animal, what's the law? Rav Yochanan Amar, Nimlin Aleihem, Rishimin Lakash Amar, Einin Aleihem. And also regarding sinews, the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan says that one may be counted on the Korban Pesach through buying the right to eat them, because they're considered like meat. Rav Shaki says that one may not be counted through them, because they're not considered like meat. Rav Yaakov, Ba'acha, B'shem, Rav Yizera, if Palgun, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimin Lakash, the Tanin and Taman, Elu She Oyoseihem, Kibasaram, and Rav Yochanan, or there, Lashonor Ela Le'iso, or Le'tuma, Hal Lepois Lai. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rav Zeru, said that Rav Yochanan and Shlokish disagree. A Mishnah says that the following, the skins are like their flesh. Rav Yochanan says this is taught only for Issa and Tuma, but not to receive lashes for eating them, since they were hard and they're not considered like meat. Moshe Menachash Amar, Mishnah Tumima Shana Rebbe, Ben Le'iso, he said, Ben Lakoif, Ben Latuma. The Shachri says that Rebbe taught their uniform Mishnah for Issa, for lashes, and for Tuma. The Chalsha should say to Pshim and Lakish, Tamanu, Avad Basa, Lachalai, Avad Basa, La Basa. The Gemara asks, the Shachri seems to contradict himself. There he considers skin like meat, and here he does not consider sinews like meat. Ham of Yudha, Barpazi, Shnihi, Taman, Shu, or the Sefer Lakshes. We answer that Yudha Barpazi says this is different because it's skin and it's destined to harden. All the more so where Shokish's opinion is difficult. There, skin is destined to harden more than sinews, and he considers it like meat. Here, it's not destined to harden so much, and all the more so he should consider it like meat. The Yavo gives a second answer that Shokish learns from, and they shall eat the meat, and not sinews. Achol b'chaburas mitzvah, achol b'ibur achedesh, achol b'ma'as ha'sheni b'yushalayim, b'yosu oisai v'yanin ha'shoymeyah, b'koylam n'yotzadesh yushoymeyah, b'kol aviv, t'mashamayim. If he ate with a group during a mitzvah, such as a meal to signify the ibur achedesh or ma'as ha'sheni b'yushalayim, he is exempt, and we learn it from b'yosu oisai, and einenu shoymeyah, b'kol aviv, b'kol imai. He doesn't heed the kolam, the voices of his parents. And this excludes one who does a mitzvah, who heeds his father in heaven. Rav Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan said, if empty people invite you to eat with them, distance greatly from them. The yard on the end of your soul should be your border. Rabbi Yochanan, levin beribis, the chaburus mitzvah, the kiddush achodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, when they borrow with ribis, means drabonon, paying interest in the drabonon for a suda, for a group doing a mitzvah, or for kiddush achodesh. Rabbi Yochanan, hava alil, le kanishta, betzafo, or melakit, piruim, beachil, vama yehik chelki, imam de kaddish, yalcha, hacha, rumshis. Rabbi Yochanan went to the Beis Knesset in the morning after the Kiddush HaChodesh was done there the night before and collected crumbs left over from the Suda and ate them and said, may my portion be with those who were Mekadosh the month here last night. We should say, if he ate Nevelas, Trefus, Shkotsim, and Masim, he has not become a Ben Sera Moira, because Einenu Shemea B'Koylenu, he doesn't listen to our voice, it excludes one who does not heed even the voice of his Father in heaven.